From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's been nearly 3 years since Lars Vilks' life changed. One day he's an artist living quietly in Sweden. The next, he has a bounty on his head. What changed things? Well, a cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad as a dog. Just this month, 7 people were arrested in Ireland accused of plotting to kill Vilks because of that cartoon. 2 of those arrested have been charged, 5 released. NPR's Rob Gifford wondered, what effect has the controversy had both on Vilks and on his native Sweden?
For a man with a price on his head, Lars Vilks seems remarkably calm.
Hello there. Hello. You, Lars. Hello.
Yes, yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Just, please, step in. Welcome.
Vilks welcomes the occasional visitor into his small, untidy home in rural southern Sweden. Newspapers are strewn on the table and couch, potted plants crowd the windows, and the slim artist with unkempt hair and thick-lensed glasses sits down to explain how he came to be the target of a seeming endless flow of international death threats.
If you're working as an artist, and if you attack a religion, I mean, that should be no problem, because it's kind of normal procedure. I mean, you see the attacks on Christianity and all other religions. I mean, there should be no problems at all with that. But it, of course, I mean, outside the art world, the world is more complicated. Becomes intensely political.
Vilks sits beneath a copy of the sketch that so many Muslims found offensive, now hanging on his wall, a picture of a dog with the head of a bearded, turbaned man standing on a traffic circle surrounded by cars. The artist has the air of a man who's stumbled into something a lot bigger than he intended when he drafted the sketch for a local art gallery 3 years ago. Since then, Al-Qaeda put a bounty of $100,000 on his head, and he at various stages has had to stay in a safe house. Now he lives alone in his own house with no visible security, though he says the police stop by most days to check on him. If there are problems, though, he does have a plan.
Yeah, this thing here is my axe. If someone try very hastily to go through the windows here, then the axe could be of some importance.
Vilks moves towards the stairs to show his panic room on the second floor.
It will take a few minutes to get in, so I will have the time to get up here, and then if you go inside here, it's quite a good door here. Put a bed in front, barricade myself, waiting for the police. I need 20 minutes, and I think I got these 20 minutes with all these barricades here.
Vilks says he hopes it never comes to that. He says the irony is that he's not anti-immigration and not anti-Islam at all. But he says he won't apologise for the drawing because that's his right to express his artistic freedom however he wants. You don't have to travel too far from Lars Vilks' home to find plenty of proof of Muslim immigration to Sweden. In the southern city of Malmö, Al Jazeera and other Arabic language channels blare out from televisions, in stores and malls and clubs where Iraqis and Afghans and Algerians congregate. Muslims are estimated now to make up some 20-25% of Malmö's population. There are tensions from the sudden influx, but there have been no demonstrations on the streets demanding Lars Vilks' blood. It all seems, well, rather Swedish.
I must open the dialogue to call him, to sit with him and ask him why you have do this. We make dialogue. We listen to each other.
Ayad Fayoumi is a Palestinian who works as a teacher in Malmö. He's been here 22 years. He says the Swedish government has emphasised dialogue and consultation in a much more conciliatory way than, say, the government of neighbouring Denmark did. Put that together with Sweden's generous welfare system, free healthcare and ever-open door, and it's not hard to see why the Muslims and others keep coming.
It's like a paradise. If you want to write, it's open. If you want to go to demonstration outside, it's okay. If you want to say your opinion, it's very okay. It's paradise. It's paradise. It's true paradise.
If the angry Muslim protesters have not materialized, neither have the angry Swedes protesting about the sanctity of free speech. Pernilla Weiss at the University of Malmö says the deafening silence from most Swedes regarding the Lars Vilks case goes to the heart of the Swedish self-image.
if we take a strong stance for freedom of expression, we will be accused for being racist, or we could be accused for being racist. And we want to protect ourselves. We are good people. We are not racist. So we don't take that position. So we sacrifice Wilks and freedom of expression for that.
We says that Swedes are just nice people, and they want to be seen as nice people too. But she says they're also painfully politically correct. She says the PC Brigade has a new nickname, Halal Hippies, and she says it applies to almost all Swedish politicians who tend to have a blind spot to the problems of Islam.
You know, halal, it means what is legal or and allowed in Islam. And the hippie, we know what a hippie is. So that's someone, a halal hippie, someone that wants to embrace the other, and he is so critical to your own society, the white man guilt and all that. And then you sort of embrace the other so much that you don't see that the other has the same kind of oppressive structures within the whole group.
Kent Ekeroth is very much not a halal hippie. He works for the Swedish Democrats Party. They're about the only politicians in Sweden who don't go along with the liberal consensus. But so far, they don't have a single seat in parliament. They want to restrict immigration and re-emphasise pride in Swedish culture. One of their slogans reads, "We say what you're thinking."
What they don't realise is if you take in groups that go against every liberal aspect there is, you won't be a liberal society. They believe in the goodness of the people. Everyone wants to live in a society like ours. They think. But they haven't considered that there might be people around the world that does not want to have the society we want.
Ekeroth says that Sweden is too liberal for its own good, but he denies he's a racist and says the backlash is already beginning ahead of elections this September. He says he hopes that change can come without something terrible happening to the artist Lars Vilks or anyone else. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Malmö, Sweden.